Well, Dwayne, how are things in Alamogordo?
Wow, man, it is just a beautiful day here in Alamogordo.
How was the
And
weekend? Did it rain in Alamogordo this weekend?
it rained a little bit. We had some thunderstorms. Was nice to have the rain and cool things down.
Well, Dwayne, news and happenings in Alamogordo. Talk to me about a local resident turning 100 years old.
Yes, we have a resident here in Alamogordo who is turning 100 years old. She is one of the original teachers that started teaching at Heights Elementary School here in Alamogordo.
So she's been a
And
long-time resident to Alamogordo then, huh?
yes, she has. She was actually born in Naravicia,
Where is
New
Naravicia?
Mexico. It is northeast of Tucumcari, almost to the Texas border.
Okay, so she comes from good blood. She's a New Mexican.
Yes, she is. And she remembers seeing Heights Elementary School being built. She started prior to coming to Heights Elementary School. She saw Heights Elementary School being built. And now we're tearing down that school to put up a brand new school this year.
Well, that's very interesting that she was able to see the building of the school and now seeing the tearing down of the school.
Yes, and the actual tearing down will take part next year, but they're starting the foundation of the new school right behind Heights Elementary School as we speak.
What is the name of this lady and how will she be celebrating her 100th birthday?
She will be celebrating her 100th birthday. She actually turns 100 on September 6th, but on September 9th, she will be having a party with friends and family at her local church. And Florine Hall, she's seen a lot.
Well,
I
apparently, I
mean,
mean, she lived through an age in Alamogordo where it expanded as a result of the military.
yes, prior to her coming here and starting to teach in the 1930s, Holloman Air Force Base was Holloman Airfield, and then it became Holloman Air Force Base. And she saw all of that take place, as well as being here when the Trinity site, the first
That's
atomic
right.
bomb was detonated. And, you know, she actually first met her husband when she was 12 years old.
Oh, no kidding,
And
a
they were
12?
friends. Yeah. They were friends, and then she married him in the 1940s. He went to war off to fight the Germans in World War II, and he came back, and they were married, and they raised a family here in Alamogordo.
Will her family be around? Is her family around?
Yes, the family will be here in Alamogordo all together to celebrate her birthday. And an interesting other part of her story is she actually went to one of her former students' 85th birthday.
85th birthday, she was able to be there for that.
Yes, she was.
That's great, Dwayne. All right, Dwayne, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, you take care.